This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanesan and Noel Lim. Let's talk about Parliament. Because Parliament sits today for the first time this year after a state of emergency was declared in January, which saw all federal parliamentary sessions and state legislative assemblies suspended. So this sitting will be for 5 days from today until August 2nd.
So the route leading to this special sitting was a bumpy ride, with lawmakers urging Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin for Parliament to reconvene, if not physically, then at least in a hybrid setting. So Muhyiddin has said that Parliament will only reconvene in September at the earliest until COVID-19 outbreak ceases. But all that changed after the Yang di-Pertuan Agong said he hoped to see Parliament sit before August 1st.
So now in latest developments, Dewan Rakyat Deputy Speaker Azhar Azizan Harun announced just yesterday evening that all 220 MPs will be allowed to attend Parliament, as opposed to the earlier 80 MP limit initially set. He also added that the hybrid Parliament proposal is now deferred and will not be discussed during this five-day sitting. Now that's a lot going on, and shedding light on this matter for us is former Dewan Rakyat Speaker Tan Sri Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof. Tan Sri, thank you so much for joining us today. So Parliament is convening a special sitting this time round. What is the difference between a special sitting and an ordinary session?
A special sitting is a sitting called in between adjournments. So by virtue of Standing Order 11, Rule 3, the Prime Minister can request that a special sitting be convened, and the Prime Minister shall appoint the business to be transacted for that special sitting. So that's the fundamental difference between an ordinary sitting and a special sitting.
Why is it necessary to have a special sitting and not an ordinary session? Do you agree with this approach?
Normally, in cases where there is urgency for something to be decided, then you call for a special sitting. That is the practice. But if between adjournments there is a need to reconvene Parliament, it can also be done as an ordinary sitting. So long as Parliament has not been prorogued, the Speaker can call for reconvening of the Parliament to conduct ordinary business, not special business, as one would see in a special sitting. Yeah, it can be done.
So during this session, I think according to Speaker Dr. Azhar Harun, only the Prime Minister can appoint the business to be transacted during this special sitting. And this is consistent with the House of Commons in the UK with special parliamentary sittings. But given what we know from the pandemic, has this been always the case when we take a look at special parliamentary meetings in Malaysia? Has it always been the agenda of the government of the day?
First of all, I must say the Understanding Order 11, Rule 3, which is operative rule, it speaks of a special sitting after an adjournment. We're dealing with exceptional times here. Parliament was not adjourned in the normal usage of the word. So Parliament was suspended effectively by emergency ordinance. So we're looking at a highly unusual set of circumstances. And in such circumstances, any analogy that you want to draw between the House of Commons and the Dewan Rakyat and Dewan Negara may be a little bit out of place. In any event, you must be very careful when you refer to the practice in the House of Commons. There are so many other additional rules. For instance, you have opposition days and things like that. So it's not that simple.
Now, the opposition is also pushing for voting on the emergency. In your opinion, Tan Sri, can this Parliament sitting allow for voting on the emergency situation that we're in?
This special sitting is very odd. Aside from the ministerial statements, which have been listed in the order paper, there is also the matter of the laying of the emergency proclamations and the numerous ordinances made under the emergency proclamations. Now, that itself is a constitutional requirement. So if it is a constitutional requirement, you cannot treat it simply as a laying of ordinary papers, statutory instruments and things like that, no reports from agencies. It is a constitutional requirement. If you look carefully at Article 150, Clause 3, it says in addition to the laying of the proclamation of emergency and an ordinance, there can also be a voting on it. It speaks of a resolution or resolutions being passed to annul such proclamation or ordinances so late. You know, so you have to look at the spirit and purpose of this provision. It presupposes that the House will have some say on the matter. So if you simply lay it as a matter of course, it is not consistent with the Constitution, with due respect. You know? But we have to wait and see and how this thing develops.
Well, that's an interesting point that you make. So what do you hope could be achieved in this five-day sitting, given this is a special one and not an ordinary session?
We have been given to understand, I can only say this from reading the numerous press media reports, principally on social media, and news portals. The Speaker has been reported as saying, and so has the Minister in charge of Parliament, both have said they will allow debates. But if you look at ordinary circumstances again, if you have a ministerial statement, what happens is the minister stands up, he says something on some certain topic, and sits down, and there is no debate. There is no question and answer session and no debate. That's the ordinary circumstances. But here, we are given this sort of undertaking, a promise, or whatever you want to call it, that there will be a question and answer session, there will be a debate on it allowed, and at the end of it, the minister concerned will reply. I see it as some kind of a debate that we normally see in the legislative process. But is it? Because this is extraordinary. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know how the Speaker is going to handle this. Is the Speaker going to give each MP who wants to speak time, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever, to put their points across? If it is a matter of just putting a question to the minister and wait for the minister to answer, that will not be a debate. I'm interested to see how this is conducted, but I'm more interested in seeing and hearing what's going to happen to the laying of the proclamations of emergency and the ordinances. And if it's going to lie on the table as laid, I don't think it will comply with the constitutional requirement.
Now, there have been urgent calls as well, Tansri, for the standing committees and the select committees of both Houses of Parliament to fully operate. In your view, should they be allowed to do so during this pandemic?
Yes. You see, the Parliament of Malaysia, in particular the Dewan Rakyat, has not been conforming with international norms all over the globe. The world legislatures in so many different countries have been operating during a pandemic, of course. They have amended their rules, adapted their rules, and but they have been in operation. And their committees have been working throughout the pandemic. There is no reason why in Malaysia committees cannot meet and perform their very useful functions. I noticed from the press report again, there's going to be one meeting tomorrow, special select committee on health, science, and innovation, and another PCA meeting has been called. But this is after 7 months hiatus. The committees should have been meeting right from the start of the pandemic so that they can offer suggestions and perform the all-important oversight functions. Committees are very important. So yes, I think they should be allowed, and hurdles should not be put in the sittings of committees. They should be encouraged.
Well, going back to your earlier comments, so for checks and balances and questions about the legitimacy of the current PN-led government, can the Speaker and not the Prime Minister step up to have more say about the order of business?
The Speaker, unfortunately, under current rules, has a very limited role. You look at standing orders, it says Prime Minister shall request and shall appoint the business of the day for a special sitting. But this is where I think the political process comes in. It is not a matter, I think, of simply accepting whatever the Prime Minister has to say. 100%, if you feel that it's not strictly in compliance with the Constitution, then the Speaker can can engage in a dialogue with the Prime Minister and the Minister in charge and whoever may be relevant here to perhaps suggest that it could be done in a better way. That the laying procedure must mean there should be some debate and some decision taken at the end of the day. Some ordinances should be passed, some ordinances maybe to many MPs should not be allowed to continue beyond August the 1st. And that's the cutoff date that we're looking at now. Yeah?
How can his role be expanded so that he has more clout, the Speaker?
The standing orders perhaps should be amended. But you see, we are working on the basis of the so-called Westminster model. Yeah. So whatever practices there are in the House of Commons should apply, you know, in a similar way in Dewan Rakyat and the Dewan Negara in the case of the House of Lords. But there are many things in the UK which cannot work in Malaysia because parliamentary culture is so different. In UK, you would have this kind of problem. Yeah. For a start, the leader of the House is not the Prime Minister, is another MP. You know, they maintain the checks and balances very rigorously. But Malaysia is different. But in a way, we are looking at the same purpose of purposes, and that is to have a system of parliamentary democracy. And that system must come with it a certain parliamentary culture, a certain understanding between the government and parliament, between government MPs and opposition MPs, to make sure that this system works. That parliament is there as a forum of representation and scrutiny over government action, and principally, you know, over expenditure, over the budget, or financial matters. So this must continue. We are not, you know, living in a country where you have an executive government in play, and a strong executive government. No, we have parliamentary democracy, and that is very important for people to realize. Not democracy as such, but parliamentary democracy and constitutional monarchy, to complete the picture.
Dan Sri, thank you so much for joining us this morning to give us your experience and expertise here. That was Tan Sri, that was a former Dewan Rakyat speaker, Tan Sri Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof, giving us some insight into the Parliament, the special parliamentary sitting which convenes today. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.